As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios, that little house back behind me. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. They power everything we do here at Talk of Champions, and I'm so thankful for them. Riverland Roofing, I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He is one Brad Logan. He's a contributor at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Food on 3. Brad, my friend, Ole Miss football is number 6 in the college football playoff final rankings. They will host 11 seed Tulane in the first round on December 20th. Your reaction as we get started here after the college football playoff rankings, or playoff bracket, I should say, have officially been released. Here, I'll show it up on the screen. There's the bracket. Brad, what do you think of it?
Well, I think everybody kind of anticipated that Tulane would be returning to Oxford. We had a media availability at around 11:30 this morning with John Summerall, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. I did see some matchups earlier that it possibly could be Ole Miss against Ohio State in either the Cotton or the Orange Bowl. It appears now that Ole Miss will match up against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And should Ole Miss win, which in fact they're a 17.5-point favorite right now, according to FanDuel, they would match up against Georgia in New Orleans. And I can't imagine how much fun that would be. But obviously there is a huge, huge opportunity and a challenge ahead with John Summerall, who's got one foot out the door. But judging by what I heard today, Ben, I do not anticipate Tulane to be coming in without anything in mind other than playing Georgia the following week in New Orleans. They talked about how that would be a challenge, but basically John's words, not mine, said that they played horrible against Ole Miss, did not coach well, did not play well, and so we'll have an opportunity to see what John Summerall and Tulane has in store. We watched them in the American Championship game, a game in which they won, and won fairly handily down in New Orleans and at Yuleman Stadium. But I think for Ole Miss fans, I think if they had their druthers, they would have liked to have had James Madison other than Tulane, just because they've had him before. But this is a sight that this fan base has never seen before. And this is an opportunity to do something that, you know, I had a conversation with someone that has followed Ole Miss football for a long time last night, someone that is very involved with Ole Miss football, I should say. And they were like, you know, this is something that everyone's kind of dreamed of. I think with Ole Miss getting to the Sugar Bowl in 16 of the 15 season was incredible. And so you wondered if that was the highest point this team could get to. And then fast forward, Lane Kiffin gets Ole Miss to the Sugar Bowl along with Matt Corral and that incredible team in 22. And you think, wow, is this as high as this program can get to? And now you make it to another level. And everything that we've heard, we'll hear from Pete Golding today at 3 p.m. So there'll be a ton of content for you coming on the Ole Miss Spirit in the Field of On 3. Sign up for only $1, and what a sign up it would be. Jake Thompson's already got a couple of stories out, and then there'll be more. Ben's already got stuff out, and there'll be a lot more coming after we hear from Pete Golding, the head coach for Ole Miss. And I thought it was interesting, we haven't visited since Pete Golding was announced as head coach, Ben, other than as we were live and on location from the Manning Center last Sunday. And you look at this situation to where Pete's like, And Keith Carter told you that Pete canceled that press conference. He didn't. Yep. And I thought that was telling of the character of Pete Golding. He wants the onus put back on his team. He does not want any pomp and circumstance, shirt and tie, you know, big dog and pony show. He says, I think, and once again, to tell the viewers and listeners out there that what Keith told you is that Pete said, we're not starting anything. We're trying to finish something. And that is so, so rare in the world of college football to have such an incredible season. The rankings, Ole Miss is number 6 in the country, and they're doing it with a new head coach. But I'll be honest, everybody I've talked to, and Mary's right, we love Pete. Everybody I've talked to is so excited about the Pete Golding era, and we'll see it on December 20th. The game was announced. It'll be 1:30 Central. It'll be on TNT. But more importantly for Ole Miss fans, it'll be inside Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. What a day it will be.
What a day it'll be. Ole Miss has earned this. This is what everything's kind of been building to the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately for Ole Miss, they haven't been able to specifically focus on this and focus on the historic nature of not only earning a college football playoff berth for the first time, but that's not really the history so much as the history was made when they won 11 games for the first time ever and didn't get to celebrate it. History was made when they went 7-1 again in the SEC and with wins over LSU and Mississippi State and didn't really get to celebrate it for the last couple of weeks. But today it's a culmination. And now it can be celebrated. Ole Miss is a playoff team, the sixth seed in the college football playoffs. They'll play against Tulane, host Tulane on December 20th. And the winner of that game will go on to face Georgia. And I think the second round matchup, it kind of makes sense, to be honest with you. I figured that was the direction that the committee would go because Ole Miss's only loss this year was a single-digit loss to Georgia at their place. So if you beat Tulane, you face Georgia, get an opportunity to wipe away the only blemish on your resume. But when you look at Ole Miss's draw, I think it's about as good as you could ask for, honestly, outside of maybe getting James Madison.
I mean, everybody's good now. You know, someone said, would you rather play Ohio State, Georgia, Indiana, Texas Tech? Everybody's good. And, you know, we saw last night the Indiana and Ohio State game, and what a game it was. I don't know that it wasn't any better than the Virginia and Duke game. In fact, Virginia wins that game. Ben, I think Virginia comes to Oxford. And so I think
that'd have been pretty fun.
I think Ole Miss fans
would have preferred not to have a rematch against Tulane. Ole Miss beat Tulane earlier this year in the regular season, 45-10. That was a matchup that a lot of Ole Miss fans in the non-conference and a lot of people nationally too were talking about as a potential trap game for Ole Miss. And Ole Miss handled business. 45-10 was the final score, and Ole Miss just took them to the woodshed. Jake Retzliff, who their starting quarterback, who's a dual-threat guy. Ole Miss held him to 5 of 17 passing. Trinidad Shambles was 17 of 27 for 307 and 2 touchdowns. He rushed for 112. We can now start talking more and more about Trinidad Shambles as a sleeper Heisman candidate, and now he gets the postseason stage, along with a new AT&T commercial, friends, to really show out. And here's the final schedule if you want to really get an idea of where things are going to be. The first game is number 8 Oklahoma versus number 9 Alabama, 7 p.m. Central Time on ABC, ESPN, watch ESPN on December 19th. Alabama is the first 3-loss team to make it to the college football playoff. Notre Dame was left out. Did you think Notre Dame got robbed?
I mean, what do you say? I mean, somebody's got to get left out. I thought – it was interesting to me that Miami jumps Notre Dame when they didn't play. And that was kind of the argument amongst the selection committee. You know, Alabama getting in, I don't think surprises anybody, because the one thing Greg Sankey wanted to throw out there is he did not want the SEC championship game loser to be penalized for losing the game. And I think that's exactly what we saw with the committee. But I do think Notre Dame not being in a conference, losing too early, and then just not losing again, to me that surprised me that Miami jumped Notre Dame and did get in. So I think all this does is open up the conversation to have a 16-team playoff in the near future. But Notre Dame being left out is not going to sit well with the college football world.
No, it's not. And I feel like you kind of tapped into what I was getting at. All this is going to do, Notre Dame being left out, is add more pressure to eventually bring a 16-team playoff rather than 12. And I think 12 is the right number. If we're going to do any kind of reform for the college football playoff, it's not add more teams, in my opinion. It's seed the teams not based on – like get rid of automatic qualifiers altogether, Brad, because for me – James Madison doesn't really have a case. And you know, Tulane, you could even argue, shouldn't get in over Notre Dame. I think you just have to give it over to the computers. You know, allow the computers to pick the 12 best teams. Don't add more teams. Notre Dame should have been in this playoff. And I just think with all the results yesterday, that was crystal clear. But if you're an Ole Miss fan, you're not worried about Notre Dame. You're worried about your first-round matchup with Tulane. They're the 11th seed. You're the 6th seed. And they play on Saturday, December 20th at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on TNT, True TV, and HBO Max. Ole Miss will be hosting a first-round home playoff game, and that means $50 to $70 million, Brad, in revenue generated for this local community. And while the last 2 weeks have been all about a cult of personality, now we can finally just focus on the historic nature of this Ole Miss season and these kids who came together. They weren't the most talented roster in Ole Miss football history. That was last year, right? Last year, that was the most talented football roster Ole Miss has had in modern history, but they lost three games with it, mostly off the incompetence of Lane Kiffin and his bizarre decision not to play Ulysses Bentley when his running game was the thing that really held them back. But this group, one he did not expect to win at this level, hence the messiness of his exit, here they are, 11-1, and now getting into the playoff and hosting. There's a lot of concern, a lot of propaganda spewed on the side of Lane Kiffin and kind of dispersed throughout his CAA cohorts in the national media to challenge the committee to maybe drop Ole Miss and not give it the signing it earned. But no, Ole Miss gets number six, stays right where it's supposed to be. And in that way, I got to give a ton of credit to the committee. But because honestly, Brad, you know, there was a lot of pressure from different directions. Fortunately, Ole Miss was helped by some results yesterday as well. Georgia beating up on Alabama in the SEC championship game pretty much solidified Ole Miss's place. I don't think any other games really mattered. Indiana, an incredible win over Ohio State for their first big, you know, their first conference championship. And they're the number one seed. The number two seed is Ohio State. Number three is Georgia. Four is Texas Tech. First round games are James Madison at number five, Oregon. James Madison is number 12. The 9-8 Alabama Oklahoma game could be an absolute dogfight. And I look forward to watching that one. Then again, Tulane at number six, Ole Miss. John Sumrall will be coaching, hopefully, if you're Ole Miss, his final game as Tulane head coach, because you'll beat him and send him to Florida. But overall, you know, while there were some misses specifically, or like some guys getting, some teams getting left out that didn't deserve it, in my opinion, specifically Notre Dame, but BYU had its chance and didn't punch his ticket. Texas had every bit the argument that Alabama did. Vanderbilt would have been fun, but I don't think anybody's, you know, saying anything about Utah, USC, Arizona, Michigan being the next four out. Really, for the first four out, the only one you're talking about is Notre Dame. But for Ole Miss and now the matchup with Tulane, what are you kind of anticipating as far as the rematch and what we could see, and the offensive coordinator for Ole Miss will be Charlie Weiss calling those plays? Charlie Weiss, we've been told at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, @3, there's still a chance. At least Ole Miss is operating like there's still very much a chance that Charlie Weiss could be their long-term offensive coordinator, yeah, not just the short-term, because you know, there's a lot of, you know, balls in the air right now for Ole Miss, but at least one thing, the biggest thing, is settled, and that's the 6-11 matchup that it'll be hosting against Tulane.
I think what's really important here is Director of Athletics Keith Carter and Dr. Glenn Boyce did a really good job of not allowing the committee to have any data points to move Ole Miss up or down, and specifically down. Ole Miss did not play without a sitting head coach. Ole Miss will not play without a sitting head coach. Ole Miss will not play without a sitting offensive coordinator that it's had all year. Ole Miss will not play without any players that they've had. The only difference in this team right now, as we sit on Sunday afternoon when the selection is announced, is that it will not have its sitting head coach who left. But it will have a sitting head coach when it obviously moved defense coordinator up, Pete Golding, to be the new team's head coach. So that out of the way, I think that was really smart. I don't know that that was in the head of Keith Carter. I've not asked him that. When I get a chance to ask him, I will. Did that play into making Pete the full-time head coach? Secondly, I think it was really smart to bring back Charlie Weiss. You've reported on the Ole Miss Spirit multiple times that that decision was made because the administration trust Charlie Weiss. Keith made mention that he is a really good person. And I'm not saying that other coaches out there aren't good people, but I think that went into when you have the character test, because when you hand the keys over to the facility to anybody, anything can happen, especially if a guy is your offensive coordinator for the playoff, and he's going to be the offensive coordinator for someone else. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so when you hand those keys off to Charlie Weiss, that's someone that you trust. And I do think, too, Ben, from everyone that I've spoken to, there is a plan in place for the university to really roll out the red carpet and do what they can to keep Charlie Weiss as the team's offensive coordinator. Yeah. I also will add this. With Tulane coming in, I do think there is a cause for concern on the offensive side of the ball for Ole Miss. And what I mean by that is when you don't have a play caller when let's be honest, Lane Kiffin is really good between the lines. And when he's gone, that's a problem. Do I think it will be problematic down the road? I don't know. But I do think that is a cause of concern, not having your main play caller. And I know Charlie Weiss has called the plays, but even when he was calling the plays, he was bouncing it off Lane Kiffin, who's one of the best in the business. So he's been here for 6 years, 5 years, whatever, and now he's gone. I do think that is a cause of concern. The good news, we've heard of no defections from the team. The team appears to be locked in from everyone that I've spoken to. The audio leaked of when you and I and Sudu were live on location. The audio leaked, the team is very excited about Pete Golding being the team's head coach. The defensive side of the ball, we've heard nothing but positives. We've heard, obviously, the different comments made by the sitting players on the team about the transition being a positive experience so far. So that is good. But I can't sit here and say that I don't think there's going to be a cause of concern right now as we sit on Selection Day, Selection Sunday, for offense. Talking about the game in and of itself, I mean, the line, 6.5, 7.5, depending on where you look at it, that seems very high. But you look at what Ole Miss did earlier in the year, and John Sumrall said in his press conference today, as we were able to listen in this morning, they just didn't play good. He says they didn't coach good. He said they have really evolved since then, but also was very complimentary of Pete Golding. He said, quote, Pete FaceTimed me last night as I was watching the ACC championship game. Pete's a really good guy. He's a really good football coach, and we don't think Ole Miss will take a step back, end quote. So John Sumrall and Pete Golding go way back. That's no surprise. If you know Pete personally, Ben, like we do to a certain extent, and John Sumrall from his time at Ole Miss and just kind of following him throughout his career, they're very similar. They're hard-nosed, and you know, they're football guys, and they're guys that players play for. And so there's no surprise that John Sumrall's doing things the right way. He's obviously headed off to Florida, but he made mention in his press conference that he has not looked at any of the text messages from the congratulatory messages about taking the job from Florida. He said, we've got one job at hand, and that's here at Tulane, and to finish this thing strong. So I don't think we'll see a game similar to what we saw earlier in the year. I think, you know, talk about Jake Ressler. I think he'll have a big day. He's grown a lot over the last couple of weeks. But here's the thing, too, is Ole Miss has gotten better, too. So I don't think we'll have a repeat from earlier in the year, but I do look for Ole Miss to come out really strong. But I am worried about the offense, if I'm being honest.
Dawson Knox, former Ole Miss tight end who didn't catch a touchdown in his entire Ole Miss career, thanks Phil Longo, just caught a minute ago a two-point conversion for the Bills as I watched the NFL Sunday. We got DK Metcalf showing out for the Steelers. I think he's got a 55-yard catch so far. So keeping an eye on that. But the most important thing today for Ole Miss specifically is they're headed to the college football playoff officially. And there's some questions y'all have had in regards to other things happening at Ole Miss. This one from Gary Grizzard, 2090, updates on the coaching staff. Before I get into that, if you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. That's Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. Contact him today. If you're shopping your health insurance, you just want new coverage, 601-953-8449. Visit him online at quoteswithdrew.com. We're proudly sponsored by our folks at Riverland Roofing, that little house behind me, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Few, if any, are doing more for the in the name, image, and likeness space, NIL, at Ole Miss than Riverland Roofing, so support them. They're great, great people. My thanks to B&A Bank, Carolyn Brownson, and Whit Spencer, and these are my friends. They've helped me with every financial situation. It's more than a bank. It's a friendship. Call them today at 662-534-8171. Branches in New Albany and Tupelo, 534-8171. They'll hook you up. And Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title has been serving Oxford for over 20 years. Criminal defense, personal injury, real estate, probate, estate planning. If you're buying a condo, just wanting to climb the property ladder, upsizing, downsizing, buying recreational property, Zach Bonner and his team at Tannehill Carmen are the group to call today at 662-200-8734. 662-200-8734. The coaching update is this. Ole Miss is interviewing or has interviewed, in process of interviewing, John David Baker. He was formerly their passing game coordinator and tight ends coach. He left to go become the offensive coordinator at East Carolina. Last week, reported that he hadn't heard from Ole Miss yet, but he was certainly interested. And I think that interest is now coming to a head. And I think the person or people that first reported the interview process was Chase Parham, my dude over there at Rebels 247. So that's an obvious candidate for offensive coordinator. That can move pretty quickly. And from a schematic standpoint, if that's what happens, it could be pretty seamless. I mean, look, John David Baker, you know, he really sharpened his teeth as far as becoming an offensive mind under Lane Kiffin. So from a schematic standpoint, it's hard to find a more plug and play than John David Baker, but he's not the only one. Buster Faulkner going to Florida and joining John Sumrall, who'll be coaching Tulane at Ole Miss in the 11-6 matchup in Oxford on December 20th. That's one that Ole Miss had interest in. But Charlie Weiss, I think, is one they truly believe could be their long-term offensive coordinator, even if he has agreed to an MOU or signed an MOU with LSU. So we'll see how that works out. Ole Miss, I think, is on the precipice of bringing back and reuniting with Austin Thomas as his general manager. Kelvin Bolden's already back in the recruiting office, best I can tell, and working for Ole Miss. So that one just hasn't been announced. Offensive line reported on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, for the Devon 3. Re-upped was John Garrison, the Ole Miss offensive line coach, for 2 more years. Wide receivers coach, I think they're leaving that one kind of open-ended, because any number of candidates could be involved in that. Derek Nix has been rumored to be coming back to the staff for a while now, but also he's a candidate to become the offensive coordinator under Huff at Memphis, and also a candidate to be the head coach at Southern Miss's alma mater. So those are kind of like the updates that really stick out to me as far as names I've heard. Anything for you in regards to the coaching staff that you think is notable for the people, Brad?
Well, I think, first of all, we want to thank our good friends at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. They've been great partners of Ben and I throughout the entire football season, specifically when we began the drive home and we could not do what we do. You know where they're located, just east of Kroger on University on top of the hill. Go by and see Mason today, and he'll put you in a brand new Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram today. They're great partners here for the drive home. Also want to say a special thank you to T. White's and Tyler White's. All their custom T-shirts can be yours today. They've got a great line of Ole Miss apparel as well. That's twhites.com. And then Debbie Johnson Realty, she's a member of Kessinger Real Estate at debbiejohnsonrealty.com. You look at the staff, Ben, I think you just kind of nailed everything. My main thing is, what's going to happen with Auburn? Are they going to be able to keep their roster? Because there's a very specific quarterback at Auburn right now that Ole Miss would love to have in the fold. Does Derek Nix help with that? And I think he probably does. And the other staff member at LSU, I've been told that there's a lot of pressure on Lane Kiffin to do their best to keep Frank Wilson. I think that's a name that's been in the fold at Ole Miss, but I don't know if they're going to be able to sway him away. A lot of local pressure. Frank Wilson obviously had a stint at Ole Miss, but is paramount to recruiting the New Orleans area. And so I think LSU will probably come to terms, from what I understand, with Frank Wilson to stay at LSU. So you've named a couple of guys that are off that staff that were let go, and that's Bolden and Thomas would be great components to this Ole Miss team moving forward. The wide receiver coach, hey, they've got a guy right now on staff that knows as much about wide receivers as anybody. That's Dante Moncrief. We don't have to go into detail about Jace Matthews, one of the top receivers in the state of Mississippi, that signed with or committed to Ole Miss a couple of days ago. So the recruiting trail continues to be hot. I know a lot of people have texted me about some defections. Hey, look, that's going to happen. When a coach takes another job, specifically a head coach, I think the class stayed together really, really well, considering its head coach leaves and goes to another school. So I think the recruiting went really well on the early signing period for Ole Miss. But, yeah, that's where the coaches stand. If we take a look at the bracket, it'll be Ole Miss and Tulane. If you haven't heard, December the 20th, that'll be televised on TNT, also on HBO and HBO Max on the streaming service. And that will take place at 1 o'clock inside Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. A lot of people have asked me about tickets. Well, I have learned the visiting team will only be allocated 3,500 tickets. So if you have tickets, season tickets with Ole Miss, you're in really good shape. I encourage you to reach out to the Ole Miss administration, email those folks, the people who have your ticket, people are at the university, just to kind of solidify things. If you haven't done that already, I'm not sure about the parking situation. I'm assuming there'll be a parking availability for the college football playoff game, but I promise you this, it'll be done with class. We had a post that come across our feed the other day, Ben, and talked about how well the foundation has been in communication. Actually had someone that passed away, and the foundation independently reached out to the fans. That's what it's about. I mean, we talked about Javon Patterson welcoming all the players back. We saw Romero Miller. He was in New York. But Romero, and you know, we haven't talked about this yet, Ben, but Romero, Jesse Mitchell, and a number of former players, including Eli and Archie Manning, signed a letter that was penned by Jesse Mitchell and it was posted on all the social channels. That was very telling to me. And mm-hmm. it was telling because that means the former
first times you've heard from the Mannings in a while.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't think that's coincidental either, Brad.
No, especially, you know, Eli's very, very vocal. Archie was very vocal in New Orleans. There was a children's event, and he kind of scoffed. It was Deuce McAllister, and many people have heard it. Bobby, it's not Boucher. Who am I saying? Bobby Hebert from New Orleans. WWL Radio was a former quarterback for the Saints. Anyway, they asked Archie about the situation, and quote, Archie said, well, God and Nick Saban told Lane Kiffin to take the LSU job, so there was no way we could keep him. And so that was very much said tongue-in-cheek. So a lot of former players have signed that letter.
Come on now.
Support of Ole Miss and support of Pete Golding. I think that says a lot about the Rebels. It was just received confirmation that Ole Miss will have the opportunity, the media will have an opportunity to meet with Pete Golding at 3 o'clock today, Central. So that content will be as soon as it's finished. I know Jake Thompson, Ben Garrett, Zach Berry does a great job of recruiting. Chuck Roundsville will probably have a column. Everything will be there for you on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's, of course, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. You can sign up today for $1, and you can get all the content about Ole Miss and the college football playoff. I just can't believe we're saying it. Ole Miss, the college football playoff, they're playing in Oxford. They're playing Tulane, a team that they beat earlier in the year. And if they win, we can put the cart before the horse, Ben. We don't play. If they win, they will face Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and I cannot imagine what that scene will be like.
Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster, and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I can't either. And if Ole Miss beats Tulane to go into that rematch with Georgia, they'll be playing in the Sugar Bowl in Louisiana. Right. If you don't think that won't be an absolute circus type atmosphere and environment, friend, prepare yourself. The Sugar Bowl will never have felt bigger for Ole Miss than that game, if that's indeed what happens. But it is a tough first round draw, even though Ole Miss beat up on Tulane earlier this year, 45-10. You know, John Sumrall will have that wave rolling in here, confident and ready to knock a team off. I wanted to address a couple of things real quick. First of all, nice haircut, Ben, from Roots. Thanks, man. I kept seeing, I'd been needing one desperately. And the more lives I did about all of this stuff for the last 2 weeks, the more I realized, buddy, I got to do better about keeping that shaggy, rough nastiness looking a little better than I had. Great article, Ben, according to Rambling Rebel over at the Ole Miss Spirit on Weiss about why Ole Miss trusts him. I wish I could witness your testimony later, brother. Tonight, I won't be around the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of 13, all that much at 6 p.m. here in New Albany, Mississippi at Hillcrest Baptist Church. Is our Christmas program, and like Rambling Rebels talking about, they asked me to give my testimony. So if you want to ride over from Oxford or anywhere around New Albany to Hillcrest Baptist Church and hear some Christmas music, some fun singing, beautiful singing, and also hear how God has changed my life, then please come and visit us at Hillcrest Baptist Church. We'd love to have you. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up Andy Ludeke of My Perfect Franchise. If you're sick of your job, if you're ready to leave the corporate rat race, want to diversify, build wealth, and or leave a legacy, if you have a job but just want a side hustle, Andy Ludeke can help you. He's a franchise consultant as well as a franchise owner and helps people find franchises that fit their skill sets, passions, and financial requirements. And his services are 100% free. He's here to help you and answer your questions about business ownership. And in a tough hiring and firing market, one of the toughest since the crash in 2008-09, never has there been a better time to be bold, as God commands you to be. And Andy Ludeke could help you if you wanted to go into business for yourself. MyPerfectFranchise.net, Andy Ludeke, 404-973-9901. So as we are looking forward here, Ben, when do you turn 18? Oh, 40 years young, two beautiful babies. My sweet Gracie, who's 13, she is also in this Christmas program with me tonight. So I'm really looking forward to it. And again, if y'all want to come hang, come talk to me, just come hear me talk about God and how Jesus is exactly who he said he was, then come on by. And I promise I'm not going to say any cuss words in the pulpit, Brad. I think I'm going to do good on that one. But anything really surprise you outside of the Notre Dame being left out? Anything else surprise you in terms of seeding, draws, or anything like that?
Not really. Alabama getting in did not surprise me at all. The only thing that did surprise you a little bit is Miami jumping Notre Dame without playing. That's the only thing that surprised me. I would have loved to see – it really frustrated a little bit to go back a week and to see that Vanderbilt did not receive any bump at all by beating Tennessee. I didn't understand that. The committee was very nonchalant about Vandy beating Tennessee, and I just felt like Vanderbilt should have gotten a lot more love than they have gotten. People are really, really jumping in on Alabama with three losses making the playoff. Once again, it's all about making that championship game and not being penalized for that. And the committee is very, you know, very steadfast about not doing that. And so I personally would have loved to have seen Virginia win in OT. I would like to have seen Virginia make it and come to Oxford, and I think that would have been fun. I love Tony Elliott. You know, he was OC at Clemson when they won all those championships, and he's done really good work at Virginia. I like the matchup, really, with Ole Miss and Virginia for Ole Miss' sake, honestly. I'm a little nervous. I think, if I'd be honest, playing a team like Tulane twice in one season usually doesn't lend itself to favor the team that won the first round. But I think in this case, Ole Miss just, you know, is on paper is a better team. And there are some unknowns, obviously, with a new head coach. But I do believe that keeping things as much as they can of the norm that Ole Miss has done will be beneficial for Ole Miss in a couple of weeks. And that includes bringing back Charlie Weiss as the offensive coordinator. I encourage you, if you haven't read the piece that Ben wrote on the Ole Miss Spirit, go do that now. It's at OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On Three. It's a really good piece, and it really paints a nice picture of what Ole Miss is doing. And I think more importantly, you'll understand, or at least you'll come away understanding, why Ole Miss is giving the keys to Charlie Weiss and opening up the facility after a very, very coarse divorce with Lane Kiffin. One thing, too, I'd encourage you to listen to a podcast I did with John Cox. He's a good friend of mine from Cleveland. And that's also on the Ole Miss Spirit. It's also on the Talk of Champions podcast network. It's also on our YouTube page, Logan Media Network. And it goes into detail about how Pete Golding actually became a college football player. And here is what happened. And Pete Golding came, and I'll just kind of give you a little bit of a premiere on what this is. But Pete Golding came to Cleveland as a walk-on. And he came because of his friend, Ryan Barker, was getting a scholarship to play at Delta State, and also another walk-on by the name of Scott Eister, who holds every record at quarterback at Ole Miss. So it's a great conversation with John Cox. I encourage you to go back and watch that at the Logan Media Network, or you can listen to it if you're driving and need the audio portion. That's on the Talk of Champions podcast network. It's really a fascinating conversation with John, but that's just one of many podcasts that we have. And so Ben and I do a lot. Ben does a lot on his own. I do a lot on my own, and we're very grateful that we come together from time to time and visit. We'll have the drive home. That'll happen on December the 20th. We'll have plenty of podcasts coming before then. That's all, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Allen Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, our postgame, and we're working on other sponsors as well. If you have a sponsorship opportunity, you'd love to be a part of what we do, both at the Ole Miss Spirit and here on the drive home, just give Spirit Ben a message at Spirit Ben, direct message, or me at Brad Logan, COTE. We'd love to partner up. We've got some opportunities available for the Ole Miss college football playoff run. I can't believe we're saying it, Ben, but Ole Miss is in the college football playoffs. Really cool to say.
Yeah, me and Brad have really been thinking about what all we're going to do for this, and I think one thing we got to do is go live from the Grove, like for hours, you know, like hours from the Grove. Let Ole Miss fans come talk and get on with us, and we're working on some things. We'll certainly be there. It's been a lot of fun to watch how this podcast has grown. Been doing this podcast or a variation of it since like 2008-09. So to get to this place now where so many are engaging and so many are wanting to be a part of the community, man, can't thank you all enough. And every single day, me, Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter, Brad, at Brad underscore Logan. Is that right? Did I get it right?
Yeah, Brad Logan, COT on Twitter.
Got to get that right. I got to forget the COTE part. I always forget.
Yeah, it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah, well, Brett, I know. I'm just, you know, like I don't remember names either. Mark, isn't that your name? Mark Logan? No. Oh, Brad. Yeah, that's right. Brad Logan is over at the Ole Miss Spirit too, ownspirit.com and Fit of On Three. And he's been such a good friend to me, man. And I just want to say to you, buddy, I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for everything you've done to not just in my life, but to grow yourself, man. So I'm so proud of you. Somebody asked, it was Josh Harrington, a friend of mine. I'm trying to find it and I can't. There it is. Ben, Will does Hillcrest Baptist live stream the Christmas program and your testimony tonight on any platform? I think it's on Facebook. Just look up Hillcrest Baptist Church for those that don't know that just joined in. I won't be around all that much tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time at Hillcrest Baptist Church. Yes, I'm in the choir. I'm in the bass section. And we're having our Christmas program, and they've asked me to give my testimony in the middle of it. So I plan to do that. It's not going to be too terribly long because, one, it ain't about me. It's about God and His sovereignty. And two, ain't that interesting. But if you can come and you want to come and you want to just be around some fellow believers and broken people, man, come on. We'd love to have you. And I know that God is working, and even though I won't be around tonight very much on the Ole Miss Spirit. I'll be doing what he asked. Brad said something about a press at 3 p.m. That's Pete Golding's presser, his first presser. We'll all be on that. It's a Zoom call. Glory to God. Glory to God no matter what. That's right. For his glory and nothing else. Not mine. It ain't about me. It's about him. And, man, I'm excited to sing, bro. I'm excited to sing. I'm excited to talk. Come on out if you want to. But Ole Miss, number 6 in the college football playoff, will host number 11. Number 11 Tulane. At 2:30 p.m. Central Time on December 20th, TNT, HBO Max, all that.
Is it 1:30 or 2:30 Central?
Well, let me pull it up. Hold on.
I thought it was 2:30 Eastern.
All right. You're probably right. Yeah, it's 3:30 p.m. Central Eastern, so 2:30 Central Time.
Ah, I have been wrong. I apologize. It's 2:30. Yep. Okay, thank you.
The winner gets Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Man, what an absolute insane game or environment that could be.
What is that date on the Sugar Bowl?
Oh, gosh. Here, let's pull it back up. You keep asking me when I bring the graphic off. All right, Here we go. So then the Sugar Bowl is a 7 p.m. Central Time on January 1.
ESPN January the 1st.
Yep. Look at that.
We're better to spend New Year's in New Orleans.
I'm saying, man.
So Ole Miss has hay in the barn. I mean, they've got to figure it out against Tulane, but my goodness, can you imagine Bourbon Street?
Oh. After giving my testimony on December 6th, I got to go to Bourbon Street on January 1. The Lord is testing me, y'all. The Lord is testing me, sending me back to New Orleans if Ole Miss gets past Tulane. And that is no sure thing, even though Ole Miss beat up on Tulane 45-10 earlier this year. Man, what a great day it is for Ole Miss. And finally, we can talk about what's the most important thing, and that is Ole Miss.
New Year's Eve, Ben and I, at some point, if he's there, I'm going to be live at Manning's New Year's Eve if Ole Miss
wins. I'm with you. I'll sit there with you.
We will see if we can effort Archie or Eli or one of the Manning brothers to come join us, and that will be a great show. I would expect Ole Miss and the Alumni Association would have a lot. And for people that are lighting me up, I know Ole Miss has to win. But you know what? That's the situation. I mean, they put themselves in the position to be in the college football playoff. I think it's okay to kind of look down the road at this point. Because, I mean, you kind of – you're reaping what you sow at this point. You have planted. You have watered. Now it's time to reap the harvest. And that's exactly what they're being able to do. So, yeah, I think you can absolutely look ahead because now it's just gravy. Getting here 11-1, looking back over the season, Ben, I'm still kind of pinching myself that Ole Miss finished 11-1 because I really did not see them beating, you know, LSU and Oklahoma, and I really thought they might slip up against Florida, but my goodness, they won all those games. And, I mean, you know, we could sit here and argue that Ole Miss was in position to win that Georgia game until late in the game, and that's when Kirby made the comment, you know, that's when Georgia really grinds it out. And that's a team I think is going to be very difficult to beat. And I would love to see that matchup in New Orleans. I'd love to see a rematch. And don't you know a previous coach is going to be just absolutely all in his head if Ole Miss plays Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, Kirby Smart, and he's watching his buddy. I don't know how much of a buddy he is now, but he's watching his buddy Pete Golding across the way. My goodness. That would be incredible if that happens. But Ole Miss has some things they have to do in front of them, and that's beat Tulane and a John Summerall team and Jake Ressler and a quarterback that did not play well in Oxford weeks ago. So months ago, they'll have that opportunity in a couple of weeks. But I cannot wait. That's a great idea. We'll have so many things coming for you. We will be live before the game. We will let you know where that will be, and we want that to be with you, the fans, because you the fans are the ones that have helped all of us grow so much. So we'll be live before, we'll be live after, and we'll have podcasts coming to you before then. But a great time to be an Ole Miss Rebel. I think that's the overarching thing of all Ole Miss fans right now is, boy, sure is fun to be an Ole Miss football fan.
The only draw that I would have traded for Ole Miss in this draw is like Oregon's to get James Madison, then Texas Tech. But yeah. I like the idea, and I get why the committee did it. Having Ole Miss in Georgia, that would be the marquee second-round game. Yeah, Oklahoma or Alabama versus number one Indiana would be great, but – man, can you just imagine what Ole Miss Georgia would be? But you got to get through Tulane. Texas A&M's got a really tough draw. A really, really tough draw. Miami is a tough first-round game. It's unfortunate because Texas A&M had such an amazing year, but then immediately get Ohio State, who, in my opinion, is still the best team in the country. Turn around, have to beat the winner of Ole Miss Georgia. Like, if Texas A&M gets the national championship game, Brad, they will have certainly earned it. Certainly earned it. No one really loves the rematches in the first round. I understand that. Maybe you could add some diversity to it. But at the end of the day, just to see Ole Miss with that six beside it, even though I would argue they should be five, and maybe even – well, I probably wouldn't put them at four. But it's just – I'm glad that these players are finally being rewarded for their work, acknowledged for their work, and we're talking about football things. What an incredible day it is. Yeah. To see Ole Miss in this. Yeah.
Ben, before we get out of here, I want to say one thing. Back at the Egg Bowl, when it should have been a celebratory time for head coach Lane Kiffin, he sat back, you know, and I remember posting that he was watching his team celebrate. And I think we kind of knew what was coming. Well, I think we pretty much knew what was coming.
Yeah.
And then the field situation happened. And I want to say this publicly. I've told you this privately, but I want to say publicly. I thought you handled yourself with grace and respect. Oh. I don't think what you did was anything wrong. It was in a podcast that you and I shared together. It was in one evening that we did, and it was said very much tongue-in-cheek. And it was just kind of a situation where you described a situation, not called somebody something. And I think too, you handled yourself very well in the press conference and how you asked that question. And you followed up at the end very respectful with Lane, and he respectfully responded. A phone call took place between you two in which Lane apologized. And so I just want to say that could have been handled all of it so much differently, but you handled everything with grace and with respect and with discipline. You should be commended for that. But I do want to say to the folks that are watching and listening, what they didn't see was that that postgame show we did that did all those numbers, when you left, I told you one thing, and I can safely say now that you can reflect on that and understand where I was coming from. There was not a lot of emotion that I had because there was nothing really I could say. I just thought, as well as you've handled everything and as well as you handled that postgame show that we did, I told you, I said, Ben, I promise you, it's going to be okay. As long as you're respectful, as long as you are disciplined with your comments, it's going to be okay. And now look where we are. Look where everybody is. You were proven to be correct. Everything happens for a reason. And you now are going on about your business, covering the team, one of the best in the business. And you're known throughout the world about saying the comment. But I'll tell you too, Ben, you are also known for being very disciplined. I had so many people in my family that said they wish you would have hauled off and punched him. And I smiled and said, yeah, maybe so. But what he did was right. Because it's easy for a man to come at somebody with three patrolmen around them. It's also easy for a man to double down and come back, knowing that he's protected by three highway patrolmen. But you weren't. You smiled. You answered with respect, and you carried on about your job, and you were proven right. And that's what was fascinating to me. I just thought that needed to be said.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. God is good. Ole Miss is number six in the college football playoff. Hosting number 11, Tulane, December 20th. And, folks, what a time. What a time to be, man. What a time to be. And finally, we're talking about football, Brad. That's what's so fun,
that's
man.
That's what's so great. And I think, too, you know, the last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, at the end of the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss was 5-0. But that wasn't the talk. It was about coaches and where they're going. Now, nobody's talking about that. Ole Miss fans can take solace in knowing – they have a sitting head coach that wants to be there. They have a sitting head coach that's recruiting his tail off, a sitting head coach that's doing his best to retain the coaches that he has, to go get the best coaches that he has. I don't know what's going to happen against Tulane. I don't know what's going to happen during the career arc of Pete Golding as head coach. But what I do know is that your head coach is committed to your program. That's all you need to say.
That's right. He's all in. He's focused on the players. I don't know why ESPN or whoever hasn't interviewed him. You made me guess because of a piece like, well, interview Trinidad instead. He's about the ball, and he wants to spot the ball. And now Ole Miss can spot the ball for a December 20th matchup with Tulane. They know what they're working for. Practice resumes. Tulane prep begins and practices resume on Monday tomorrow. So as we're recording this on December 7th, it's back at it. It's football time, and now Ole Miss is but three wins away from his first national championship since the 60s. What an incredible, incredible time it is. And it's a credit to Trinidad Chambliss, to Kewan Lacey, Caden Lee, Dejon Stribling. I want to name out all the players. Daquan Wright, Bryson Sanders, Patrick Kutis, Diego Pounds. There's so many guys. Let's go to defense. TJ Dottery. Guys that don't get talked enough about how much they've had to overcome and get in the adversity they face to get to where they are now. Andrew Jones, a good example of that.
Yeah.
Chris Graves, what a great, great, great opportunity it is to watch these kids finally be celebrated for what they have earned. So thank y'all for joining us here on Talk of Champions. We're with you every single day at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and Food of On 3. Sign up today for $1. Travis, appreciate you jumping in, man. Update a little bit of the coaching staff stuff earlier in the show. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit. We're talking about it there every single day as well. Sign up for just $1. I expect Ole Miss will have an OC hire done. They're going to wait and see what Charlie Weiss does, but there's already some guys that are working for Ole Miss, including Kelvin Bolden in the recruiting office. So come to the Ole Miss Spirit. It doesn't have to stop here with this show. You know, I mean, we quite literally do this all day, every day. At the Ole Miss Spirit, we talk about this stuff. So join us, hang out with us. Thank you for all you do. And if tonight you'd like to hear my testimony, look up Hillcrest Baptist Church on Facebook. Watch the live stream. I think it's live. If not, come to New Albany, man. Come break bread with your boy Ginger Shrek. I'd love to have you. God is good. Y'all are awesome. And the Ole Miss Rebels are just a few wins away from a national title. Brad, you're the best. I appreciate you, friend. We'll do it again.
So long, everybody.
Man, you caught me on that.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.